Hi everyone, Michael here, and first of all, I'm phoning up to wish everyone a very happy Easter. It seems ages since I've left a message on this machine, which I guess it has been, what with one thing or another. You all know that I took to my sick bed in New York. Well, the good news is I'm feeling so much better now, and I've started work on the new album, and I think it's going to be great. I really do. I've got some fab songs on it. And what a time New York was. I think it was Charles Dickens who said it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. The beginning of Tale of Two Cities, and that kind of sums it up for me. It was fabulous being over there, lovely being in New York, lovely seeing all the American fans and all the British and Australian and European fans who flew over to New York. But it was a strange old time. It really was, with the show not capturing Broadway's imagination, and Maria being poorly, and then me being poorly, and it was very, very bizarre. But hey ho, it's over now, and we all live to fight another day. I've missed you all, and I can't wait to see you at the open air gigs that I'm organising for the summer. Got a few of those. There are still some more that'll probably be announced later. So I hope you can make it to one of those. And, of course, to the fan club event, which I think is going to be in September now. So loads to look forward to. The new album, as I say, is going really good guns. And I'm going to try and preview some of the songs in the open-air shows. Well, anyway, I've missed you. And I'm glad to be home. And I send you a big kiss. Hope you have a great Easter. If you're anything like me, you will eat too much, especially chocolate, and regret it on the Tuesday. But what the hell? Go for it this weekend, that's what I say. All right then, I'll see you all and talk to you all soon. Send you a big kiss, and take good care. Lots of love. Bye.
Oh, isn't it nice to hear from Michael? It certainly sounds like he's got a lot up his sleeve for the coming months, and no doubt we'll be passing all the information on to you as soon as we have it all. A couple of things we can tell you about are that we're finalising the arrangements for the 2006 fan club event, and we can tell you that it will take place on Sunday the 10th of September at the Ibis Earls Court Hotel in London. More details will follow very soon, along with the next issue of On the Ball. We can also tell you that Michael will be performing at a concert in Southport called the Southport Summer Classics Music in the Park at Victoria Park in Southport on Friday the 20th of July. Now, the tickets won't be going on sale until July, so there's plenty of time to think about it, but we just thought we'd give you a little heads up about it, and of course we'll be sending you full booking information as soon as we can. Now, Michael did an interview on Australian radio today. I've managed to record some of it, and hopefully it'll be playable through the telephone so that those of you without internet access will at least hear part of it. I'm not going to attempt to put the whole half hour on there, but at least let's hope we can get 5 or 10 minutes on there for you to listen to. Okay, that's all for now. I'll hand over to Michael.
To the show, we'll know that I've been playing a lot of music by Michael Ball. Over the past few months have been tracks from his latest CD music, which is... It's taken quite a little while for Australian release, but it's here now, and so is the man himself from England. Welcome, Michael Ball.
Hey, how are you, Ian?
I'm doing pretty well.
Thank Good
you.
Egg.
Yeah. Now, look, your Aussie fans have been contacting me for some time now, wanting to know when you'll be on.
Yeah.
I let slip a night or two ago that this chat was being lined up, but it's not just Australian fans. Emails have been coming to me from all over the world. This is a worldwide chat.
This is crazy. That's the amazing thing about the internet and all that. People can tune in and podcast or whatever it's called and keep in touch around the world. It's brilliant.
You're up with podcasts. You've been right up with this stuff.
No, I just heard it mentioned once. And I thought, I'll use that in a conversation. I haven't a clue what it means. I'm computer illiterate. I'm useless. Absolutely useless.
Well, I should ask on behalf of your fans, the first thing they're going to want to know is how's your health?
Oh, it's fine. I was doing The Woman in White on Broadway.
Yep.
And I got this virus that I just couldn't shake. And I think no question, it was exacerbated by the fact I had to wear this huge fat suit and a prosthetic double chin. So you literally cook yourself throughout an evening. And it just zapped all my energy, and I took a week off the show, came back, and my voice gave way, and I thought, I'm really not very well. And I went to see the doctor and said, well, you really want to just take some time off and get yourself better, because I literally hadn't stopped all year. And so they advised me to do that, and at the same time, and sadly, the show was not a success on Broadway anyway, so they were bringing it off. Anyway, and they said, well, maybe you should just go home early. So it's kind of an ignominious end to what was a great few months in America, because I worked at the New York City Opera.
Yeah.
And had a terrific time doing that. And it was lovely doing Woman in White again and working with everything. Sadly, Maria Friedman, who was my co-star, got poorly as well.
She
was diagnosed with breast cancer. That soldiered on. So, no one likes to see a show fail, but I just think Broadway didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I could have played the part three. I mean, there'd be no fat suit required, you know?
A couple of months, and I'm now back in the studio working on the next album. It's so nice to be able to sing again and feel free to do it. So I'm absolutely fine. I've lined up some gigs as well. But it was just one of those things. I think I just got completely run down and couldn't shake this virus off and basting myself every night in my own sweat and this.
Well, the interesting thing is that you replaced Michael Crawford on the West End.
Yeah,
that's
right. You had exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Really?
He got sick as well. So, I mean, we're all calling it the curse of Woman in White. Everyone was dropping like flies. You know, throughout the whole of the cast and in the other roles, lots of people were off a lot of the time with viruses and infections and God knows what. So, It seemed to permeate throughout the cast. It was a strange phenomenon. But I really understood how Michael Crawford felt. You know, he picked up a nasty virus, trying to come back, and he just couldn't. And a part of it, there's no doubt, is the physical demands of having to wear this fantastic.
Yeah.
And it just zapped you, completely zapped you. But as I say, thank God I'm fine now, so. And it was just so nice, the concern that everyone showed for me. They laid cards and toadies and flowers and letters, and I really appreciate it. And it just sort of makes you feel better to know that so many people care. And I just felt awful disappointing, so many people not being in the show.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You know, I hate doing that.
Wouldn't it be fair to say that you wouldn't be rushing back to play the role again?
I think you can count now. Yeah. I loved it. It was the best fun. Yeah, I've never played a baddie before. And to play such a, I've always been like the dashing hero.
Yes.
And to have the opportunity to act a part that was so against type and physically against type and just funny and evil and conniving and, oh, it was great.